The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 10th chapter. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet. But he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So, throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and we invite the children to come forward for a short message. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Good morning. And I see a couple more little friends coming up. But while they're coming up, I need somebody to help me. I need somebody to tell me their favorite kind of flower. Because I'm going to tell a story, and I kind of put you guys in the story. Who has a favorite kind of flower? What's your favorite kind of flower? A rose, okay.
Like all the kind of color roses. Like all the color roses.
All the color, okay. All right.
Mine is a daisy.
Okay, well, we're going to tell it through the rose this time. But in this story, there is a little girl. And in this story, this little girl gets a special gift that God says is for her. She says, "This field by your house, every year, I'm going to fill it with my favorite flowers." And the little girl thought to herself, yes. And so that spring, when plants started to grow in, she saw in there, in that field, was some roses. And then lots of weeds, all sorts of weeds. So she worked to get all of those weeds out so those flowers could look so pretty. Those roses looked beautiful. But there was a lot of dead space, too. But the roses, they look beautiful. The next year, she saw that same place. And the roses were coming in, but there was a lot of weeds again. And so she started to pull out all the weeds and left just the roses. Then God said to her, "My little girl, my field was with my favorite flowers, and you've been picking a lot of my favorite flowers away. They're not only those roses. There's daisies, and there's other flowers there that I love, and you've thought they were weeds. Were they weeds?
No,
they were real flowers." And the little girl, she knew what she liked, so she put away the others. Well, God helped her to see that. In that spring, that field came up with flowers. And I like to think this is kind of an example of what it may have looked like. I don't see any roses in here, so even better than this. But all of the flowers came together, and they looked just beautiful. And it reminded us, this story, that God loves diversity and all of God's creation. And sometimes we love one thing more in our hearts. We look and say, "Oh, but I love the roses," or "I love the daisies." But maybe we can remember that God looks at the whole world and loves all of it. Can you pray with me? Dear God, help me to love your world and shine your light through my life. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You can go back to your seats. It's a beautiful day, inside and out. It's a beautiful day for our church. It's Reformation Sunday, but you know what I think of this day? I think that it may be one of the most dangerous days for Lutherans. It's dangerous because we can get caught worshiping the past and feeling really good about it. We can begin to worship our story instead of Christ who enters our story. As my non-Lutheran friend said to me one time, a little bit of a nudge at us Lutherans, he said, "Yeah, you Lutherans, here you stand, you can go no further." It's not quite the Martin Luther quote. You know, worshiping the past really doesn't go well for the church. It's part of the reason the disciples didn't get it when Jesus kept helping people instead of focusing on getting to Jerusalem. He had to get there to take his seat on the throne. Well, that's what they expected, right? Not a journey to the cross. They wanted the restoration of the past, the return of the glory years of Jerusalem. Come on, Jesus, bring us back to how it was in David's time. If you could just make that happen. Bartimaeus, though. Bartimaeus, in our gospel story, he was not focused on the past. He was done with it if he could have his way. "Have mercy on me," he shouted. See, being blind, he wanted a new future. He wanted change. And maybe that's the point for us to remember for the Reformation, especially linking it to today's gospel. I think it's better for us if we remind ourselves this is more about a reformation, one that is happening now, that promises a new future. You know who doesn't want a new future, don't you? Those who are satisfied with how it's always been. Change can be hard for us who are comfortable. Change throws us for loops. And I've seen it happen so often in life. When great changes happen, we get that sick feeling in our stomach. Many of you have faced terrible changes, and we've walked with you. Ones that have permanently taken away the way it always was. A reminder that we all face that. But some long to have that opportunity. See, change for Bartimaeus, change for the one who is without, it's worth the risk. It is the reason that a refugee would risk crossing a boat across the Mediterranean, journeying in a way that might mean death. It's the reason that somebody would travel all the way through Mexico, making deals with gangs just in the hopes of having freedom. And as they pass by, they shout, "Have mercy on me." And we are the ones. We are the ones that hear those words and so often don't want the change. Don't want the change because we are the ones that we have what we need. Change would affect the status quo. We're happy with our current share. The danger of this day is that we see what Luther did long ago and not what Luther saw. Luther saw a church that had lost its way by using faith to gain power for the few. And he saw the love of Christ Jesus as incongruent with that church. If we make it about what Luther did, then we think the change is done. Because now the change encompasses our needs. Now we are a part of it. Now we have a seat at the table.
But if we remember what Luther saw, then we hear the voice of Bartimaeus, the one that still cries out, the one that is without. And we realize this is not a celebration of the past, but how much we still need to do. We realize that we are called into this relationship of Christ, not as the receivers of mercy, not that you are without that mercy. You have received it. But we are called to realize the gift of Christ Jesus and the gift of grace that we have been given is not something to have our seat at the table, to have our place, but to have the ability to share this gift with others. So, Reformation Sunday, this is a great day. It's a beautiful day, again, in and out, but not because Martin Luther nailed 95 theses on a wall and challenged the tyranny of the Roman Catholic Church of the day. If it was about that, we'd forget that that Reformation was a gift to the Catholic Church as well, that they were able to reform, that they were able to look into themselves, and though there was conflict, find a way to make things better. It is a great day because Martin Luther taught us how easy it is to be complacent with what we have and forget that in Christ Jesus we are constantly being made new. It is a great day because we have built a church here that is not to fulfill our needs, but to start to better look at the world's needs. So the good news that will never be taken away, no matter what, no matter how we're doing, is that Christ's sacrifice is, as it says in our Hebrews text today, once for all time. But maybe the better news is that now you get to be a part of it. And the good news is this building, we are almost complete. We are complete. But the danger for us would be to look at this day as a finish line. And instead, maybe we can look and say, now we can celebrate this day as an opportunity to begin. Amen.